If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Crowdsolving, a better way to outsource innovation. This is a blog that I'm pretty excited about. So if you want to actually read it over or just follow along, check out GoMahi.com. It's not really much of a plug. I don't actually want you guys to do anything that involves spending money on GoMahi.com. I just want you guys to learn from our content. So that's kind of a plug, kind of, but really it's just me trying to help you learn. So here we go. Title once again, Crowdsolving, a better way to outsource innovation. And for all of you that don't know what I'm doing right now, I am proofreading a blog that I'm about to post. So I actually figured I might as well proofread out loud and have you guys listen along. So here we go. Outsourcing innovation. In our recent post, a company's best friend, innovation, we defined innovation as having the ability to proficiently respond to today's disruptions through creative change. To unlock this creative change, today's most innovative companies are more consistently asking for out-of-the-house help on parts of the innovation process that have traditionally been controlled by internal sources. This is outsourcing innovation. Today, 79% of top 50 global innovators use such outsourcing practices to connect with external crowds during the innovation process. What's so great about outsourcing innovation anyways? Well, as an organization gets larger, its innovation efforts can get bogged down as it feels forced into adopting a less entrepreneurial culture to grow more controllably. Rejecting many of the core characteristics of an agile organization, outsourcing innovation is at least partly a response to this tendency. You know, I want to butt in really quick and say outsourcing innovation, I believe, is insanely valuable. And I also want to butt in and say, I'm sorry for making so many grammatical errors and being such a poor reader. I'm hoping that I will get better at it as we go along. Let's hop back in. Quote, organizations, by their very nature, are designed to promote order and routine. They are inhospitable environments for innovation. Theodore Levitt, Harvard Business School. Outsourcing innovation allows an organization to shift or expand certain innovation efforts to those who are free from its own bureaucracy and, at times, narrow vision. With that being said, it should be stated that outsourcing innovation is not meant to completely replace agile practices that allow a company to harness innovation. Rather, it is a tool most effectively leveraged by the agile company. It is a weapon, a part of a company's innovation arsenal. Crowdsourcing innovation, also known as crowdsolving. Many organizations who outsource innovation are actually involved in an activity known as crowdsourcing innovation. This is sometimes referred to as crowdsolving. We will interchangeably use crowdsourcing innovation and crowdsolving for the remainder of this post. These organizations are engaging external crowds, many times their customers or a specific customer niche, to achieve a specific result. Other times, the crowd may have a particular set of expertise. For example, Intel may reach out to a large number of independent designers outside its own design team to come up with new ideas for improved product labeling. This is a type of outsourcing innovation that also happens to be a form of crowdsourcing. To clarify, Crowdsourcing is not always outsourcing. Outsourcing denotes the use of external outside sources for tasks that have traditionally been completed by internal company sources. On the other hand, crowdsourcing denotes the use of crowds for tasks that have traditionally been completed by a single entity. This means crowdsourcing can involve either external crowds, internal crowds, or both. So, in the Intel scenario above, if the company were to instead reach out to a large number of its own employees, specifically employees outside of its own design team, to generate ideas for improved product labeling, the company would be internally crowdsourcing innovation, but not outsourcing innovation. Today, internally and externally crowdsourcing innovation is becoming increasingly common among United States corporations. The remainder of this post will take an in-depth look at crowdsourcing innovation with a focus on external crowd solving. Quick pause here for me to jump in. Now, if you guys didn't notice, this is actually more of a post design for our companies. We have a couple of strategies on GoMahi.com. We try to create content for students to learn and improve upon their own personal lives. So as you might have seen a post earlier or a podcast earlier on critical thinking, that was more designed for the student or the business professional. These specific blogs or these podcasts, I guess, well, really the podcast has nothing to do with it, but these blogs are designed for our B2B marketing strategy. We're trying to create enough valuable content that essentially companies could go out and outsource innovation on their own. I mean, by all means, it would be great if they ever used us, but ideally what we really want to do is just help companies enhance their procedures, their product, and really innovate differently. We don't care how that happens. We just want to improve a company's overall performance, whether they use us or not. So this is our content for them. So let's jump back in. Goals of crowd solving. What do organizations look to achieve with crowd solving? Simply, the answer is in the name. Organizations wish to solve problems using a crowd. Generally, this means the crowd's primary function is to ideate and or evaluate ideas in order to induce innovation. This is still much too vague. What types of problems are best solved using crowd solving? Well, essentially all types of problems, whatever the problem, crowds can effectively solve it. This is because the effectiveness of crowd solving. Let me back up quick because I just started to make a mistake, so I apologize. This is because the effectiveness of a crowd-solving challenge is dependent on how that very challenge is structured. More specifically, the outcome of any crowd-solving challenge is subject to the following controllable factors. Factor 1, the challenge topic, questions and deliverables requested from participants. Factor 2, the crowd that completes the challenge. Factor 3, incentives offered by the organization to participants. Factor 4, how the crowd is organized to interact with the organization and one another. Factor 5, the organization's action plan for when the challenge closes. How will results be evaluated, i.e. the criteria, and what processes are in place for implementation. Factor 6, tools, platforms, and technologies used by organizations during the challenge. Add an S there. Also, tools, platforms, and technologies offered to participants by the organization during the challenge. So, depending on the problem topic, the organization must find the proper challenge structure by altering the dynamics above. Additionally, according to crowd solving experts Abrahamson, if I'm saying that right, Abrahamson, Ryder, and Unterberg from the book Crowdstorm, the structure of a particular challenge will ultimately determine which of the following five crowdsourcing. Ultimately, the structure of a particular challenge will determine which of the following five crowdsourcing objectives is fulfilled. Number 1, Getting a large number of ideas, usually from a diversity of stakeholders, involving crowds, especially external crowds, in the ideation process can provide an abundance of creative solutions that would have been overlooked by internal sources. Furthermore, crowdsolving allows organizations to co-create alongside their customers, thus increasing the likelihood that ideas will effectively meet the needs of their target market. Number two, evaluating ideas through feedback from a range of stakeholders. Organizations can develop tunnel vision. Internal sources are often plagued with biases and cloudy judgment as they unknowingly lose track of external stakeholders. Opening the evaluation of ideas to a wide range of stakeholders, typically including customers, will combat such dangers. Number three, finding new talented entities. Example, professionals, teams, organizations. So finding new talented entities to work in the future. Crowdsolving provides an opportunity for organizations to build relationships with unfamiliar individuals, teams, and organizations. Such relationships may advance into long-term mutually beneficial affiliations. Plus, crowdsolving competitions can be a great way to vet for the best talent. Number four, stimulating conversations that inspire brand awareness, new leads, and customers. Crowdsolving can be a great way to invoke passionate conversation amongst a large number of stakeholders, as well as those who have no prior recognition of the organization heading the challenge. Number five, empowering stakeholders of all types to join the conversation and improving relationships. Those stakeholders, especially customers who are given the chance to be a part of an organization's future, will quickly become that very organization's most valuable advocates. Because the challenge structure ultimately controls which objectives are met, the first step for any organization looking to crowdsolve is to decide which of the above objectives are most and least important for a particular challenge. After this is determined, the crowdsolving challenge must be carefully designed. Piecing together the perfect challenge is kind of like piecing together a puzzle. We will discuss the different structures of crowdsolving challenges below by further examining each factor, puzzle piece, that is managed by the organization. Factor 1, challenge topic, questions, deliverables, and background information. Quote, solutions come through asking the right questions because the answers pre-exist. It is the questions that we must define and discover. You don't invent the answer. You reveal the answer. Jonas Salk. Once one or multiple of the five objectives listed above is chosen, a challenge topic, i.e. question, should be defined. This is the actual problem that an organization is asking participants to solve. The organization must also determine what contextual information should be shared with participants, as well as the explicit deliverables requested from participants. If the primary challenge objective is to generate or evaluate ideas, then the challenge topic will likely be predetermined. If this is the case, framing the problem by providing participants with background information becomes very important. Why is this organization facing this problem, and what has the organization done previously to fix this problem? Without this information, participants are bound to repeat the past mistakes that the organization has made while confronting this problem. However, if the primary objective of a challenge happens to be finding new talent, stimulating conversation, or empowering stakeholders, then selecting the proper challenge topic may be more difficult. It must be asked, in quotes here, based on my objective, what problem should I ask the crowd to solve? For instance, imagine an organization is leveraging crowdsolving to connect with the assesses. Sorry guys, another big old mistake, but let's just restart this paragraph. Here we go. So, for instance, imagine an organization is leveraging crowdsolving to connect with and assess engineers who currently have no relationship with the company. This challenge should be technical, giving participants the opportunity to express their skills in engineering. Requested deliverables may include a functioning prototype and accompanying schematics so that the organization can judge the quality of participants' designs. The background information provided to participants will be less important, as the organization may wish to limit its influence on challenge submissions. Factor two, and let me butt in quick. When I'm reading this out loud, it's pretty in-depth, so I would recommend, if you actually are a company listening to this, please actually read the blog. And for all of you that are just normal listeners, if you're not loving this, just move on, okay? Like, that's why it's going to be titled Company Blog. So every single time you see a company blog episode, you can essentially decide if you want to learn about that or if you just want to pass along and keep enjoying your day. All right, so let's hop back in. Factor two, finding the right crowd. Almost all benefits of crowd solving derive from the particular crowd that an organization is able to connect with. Generally, the crowd will be much larger and more diverse than otherwise possible. This is a result of digitization. I had to slow down because I'm bad at that word. Today, with well over 4 billion internet users, a company can access a spectacular amount of talent and valuable feedback. Ultimately, the value of a crowd-solving challenge will depend on an organization's ability to attract the best participants. Similar to before, it must be asked, based on my objective, who do I want to participate in this challenge? There is usually an obvious answer to this question. If an organization is asking for help solving a technical problem, then participants will need a certain set of expertise. If the challenge includes proprietary information, then the challenge should be extremely well documented and include only internal sources. Conversely, if an organization is using crowdsolving as a means to evaluate ideas through feedback, then participants should include those in that very organization's target demographic. So, how does an organization attract a particular crowd for a challenge? Obviously, the challenge incentive, which is discussed below, plays a large role. However, other challenge details matter as well. The organization's brand authority, the challenge topic itself, the requested deliverables, the platforms used to find participants, and much more. For now, know that finding participants is like finding customers for a new product. The challenge and its promotion must be crafted for the target audience. Factor 3, incentives. Of course, participants are not willing to join a crowdsolving challenge without some sort of incentive. Incentives can be used as the lever to control the number and level of expertise of participants. This lever is not always money. A basic understanding of motivation is useful when determining what incentives should be offered for a crowdsolving challenge. There are two types of general motivation, intrinsic and extrinsic. Intrinsic motivation provides participants with personally fulfilling value. Examples include the satisfaction from learning something new or the resulting feeling of importance from a newly granted responsibility. This type of motivation is best for building long-term, mutually beneficial relationships. Furthermore, studies have shown time and time again that those who are intrinsically incentivized deliver much more results than those extrinsically incentivized. The concept of customer co-creation plays off intrinsic motivation, usually empowering customers to play a role in the future of the organization. This will lead to improved relationships and increased customer loyalty. In crowdsolving, intrinsic motivation plays a similar role when an organization asks participants to collaborate with one another. Such collaboration allows participants to be relational and build rewarding relationships. Other times, the organization may ask participants to collaborate directly with its own employees. An especially strong incentive to offer by those organizations with cult-like followings. On the other hand, extrinsic motivation provides participants with external rewards like money, certificates, rankings, and admiration. This is what most people think of when incentives are discussed. The gamification of crowd-solving challenges is the most common form of extrinsic incentives. Usually, those participants who end the challenge with the most points will win the largest cash prize. Unsurprisingly, the size of the cash prize is normally what incentivizes participants to join a particular challenge in the first place. This is because extrinsic motivation, even though it is less fulfilling than intrinsic motivation, is more gratifying in the short term. So, if an organization wants more participants to promptly join a challenge, it should increase the extrinsic prizes. If the same organization wishes to maximize the quality of challenge results and strengthen relationships with participants in the process, it should increase intrinsic prizes. Factor 4, crowd organization. Whew, deep breath. Let's keep going. Having access to a potentially enormous crowd of participants is a major strength of crowd solving. Still, results can be amplified through different types of collaboration. At its most basic form, during a crowd solving challenge, participants will have no interaction with one another. They will individually complete the challenge and individually submit solutions. However, in today's increasingly digitalized world, there are countless ways to fragment and organize online participants to interact with one another. Below, find a number of the most common ways in which a crowd can be organized. Here we go. Here's a little list. And this is how a crowd can be organized. It can either be organized, and this is me talking, through individuals, individual teams, participant collaboration, or participant company collaboration. So I want to start with individuals. So here we go. A crowd can be organized with individuals. Here we go. Here we go. Individuals. They're participants. And these participants are competing against one another without collaboration with other parties. This is crowd solving in its simplest form. This challenge organization is good for the generation of ideas with minimal validation. It can also be a setup to find new talent. The second option is individual teams. All participants are a part of a team, in person or virtual, that competes against other participating teams. This organization is best for highly complex challenges, usually offering large extrinsic incentives. The third group is participant collaboration. Participants collaborate with one another to reach a common goal. Individuals and teams alike share their findings and help each other along. Anonymous social voting is a form of participant collaboration. This challenge organization is effective for evaluating ideas. The fourth way is participant-company collaboration. External participants collaborate more directly with the organization heading the crowd-solving challenge. Participants may have access to some of the organization's internal resources, for example, the company's design team, engineers, software. There is a consistent information flow between the company and participants. This challenge organization, which is essentially a form of open innovation, can be a great way to solve complex problems, improve relationships with stakeholders through empowerment, and find new talent. Factor 5, evaluation and implementation of submissions. There should be a predetermined process to evaluate challenge submissions. It is almost always a good idea to share evaluation criteria with participants before they begin. Above all else, participants appreciate transparency during the evaluation process. They want integrity and fairness. A good way to ensure this is to... Here we go, guys. I'm really sorry, but we're going to have to take a step back. A good way to ensure this is to at least partly involve participants in the evaluation of ideas. It's difficult to argue with a fundamentally democratic voting process. This can also be a great way for organizations to get instant feedback from stakeholders. Transparency is also recommended in the implementation of submitted ideas. An organization that openly congratulates its winning participants and gives common updates on the development of challenge ideas will keep those very participants invested in the company and its future. This is especially important for those organizations that wish to establish long-term relationships with top participants. Plus, being upfront about how the crowd's ideals will be used by the organization can avoid misunderstandings and eventually legal issues. Now that we are on the topic, it should be mentioned that before the challenge even begins, all participants should sign an agreement expressing their ceded ownership rights as a result of the participating in such a challenge. The organization must explicitly state its plans to use submissions in the future. Factor 6. Tools, platforms, and technologies. After much of the challenge structure has been determined, an organization must decide which tools it will use throughout the challenge. Such tools may include its existing social media platforms to increase participation. And for challenges where an organization wants high fidelity deliverables or wishes to connect with new talent, it may make sense to offer participants a temporary license to particular software packages. For those organizations who launch is, here we go, we're stepping back again. For those organizations who launches a digital crowd solving challenge but lacks the software and network to do so, there are platforms such as Incentive that offer ways for companies to manage crowd solving challenges that are directed towards either internal or external participants. However, many of these platforms are too expensive for small and medium-sized businesses, usually costing over $20,000. GoMahi.com, yet to launch, oh my goodness, here we go with a plug, and MindSumo are two other examples of crowdsolving platforms that allow organizations to leverage existing external networks of crowdsolvers. In the case of GoMahi.com, companies are able to connect with a network of college students trained in design thinking methodologies. As mentioned before, finding participants is like finding customers for a new product. The organization must be creative in structuring the challenge and finding suitable participants. Discovering the proper crowdsolving platforms is a large piece of this puzzle, because there are a large number of such platforms to choose from, yet a small amount of information on them. Our next post will take on an in-depth look at the best options available. That was a very long blog, and I actually did not realize how long it was until I just read it. So thank you for hanging in there. Remember, from here on out, if you see a company blog and you want to listen to it and you want to learn about it, listen in. If you see company blog and you found this horribly boring, I would not listen if I were you. Okay, have a great day. Bye.